trademark application gets denied. I'm Acacia James.
How removing a driving lane from one local road may save lives. I'm Michelle Murillo.
Maryland and Virginia report positive milestones in the fight against COVID. It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Tragedy on an Alabama roadway. 10 people, including 9 kids, are dead after an accident that involved nearly 20 cars. A tropical storm in the area caused a lot of rain to come down in a short period of time. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Butler County Sheriff Danny Bond says the bad weather may have caused multiple vehicles to collide on Interstate 65.
Whatever happened to start with, it took a domino effect. We were up at 18. Vehicles.
10 people were killed. 8 were children on a youth bus.
The ages on those were from 4 to 17.
A 29-year-old father and his 9-month-old daughter were also killed.
It was just a tragic event that we hope never happens again. It was the worst that I've ever seen in my career.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
To Wisconsin.
Mr. Nicholson has a constitutional right regarding extradition.
That is a county district attorney after a man from Oregon turned himself into police some 2,000 miles away. He's suspected in the killing of his father and 2 other people. This just in from the Department of Homeland Security. The office tweets that U.S. borders with Canada and Mexico will remain closed to non-essential travel through at least July 21st. The CDC says about 150 million Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's 45% of the population. CBS's Mark Strassman says the Delta variant is on the rise here.
On summer's first day, every state reports plunging rates of first shots, like Louisiana, with America's second lowest overall vaccination rate. The Delta variant looks menacing. It's the most contagious corona strain to date. Sometime next month, the Delta variant could become America's dominant COVID threat.
2 astronauts on the International Space Station performed a spacewalk today.
Something is undone right here. Maybe that doesn't help closing it. See what I'm saying?
Okay, copy tomorrow.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says it was another attempt to install solar arrays.
As it turned out, the second time was the charm for Tomas Pesquet and Shane Kimbrough. The astronauts ran into problems deploying a new rollout solar array during a spacewalk Wednesday, but they managed to get the job done on their second attempt.
In New York.
Like those who have come before you, your story of immigration, of building a life in a foreign land, and coming to see it as your own, is the story of America itself.
That's second gentleman Doug Emhoff, who welcomed a new group of U.S. citizens at a naturalization ceremony. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions to help your business get out in front. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 6:03. It's Sunday, the 20th day of June, 2021, Father's Day. 87 degrees in Reston, headed down to the 70s overnight. Good Sunday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. Police in Herndon, Virginia, continue to investigate a triple homicide, a family celebration turned tragic.
The bodies of an adult and 2 children were found inside a Herndon apartment on Florida Avenue, and police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected. Neighbors at the apartment complex told our news partner at NBC4 that a mother and her 2 children were killed. They said the youngest was about 6 years old, and the oldest was a girl turning 10 years old on Saturday.
Why the girls? Like, the girls had nothing to do. Like, they just woke up, probably. Maybe the girl woke up happy about her 10th birthday.
Police say the man who committed suicide had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
A heat emergency is in effect in the district tonight and tomorrow as temperatures are expected to continue to climb into the 90s. Cooling centers will be open across D.C. both days. The city opens those centers when the index is forecast to reach 95 degrees or higher. NBC4's Lauren Ricketts says it's going to be incredibly hot, mostly sunny. Clouds will be rolling in later in the day. Tomorrow, the chance of rain about 30%, but the highs will be in the mid-90s. trademark trouble for the Washington football team. The Patent and Trademark Office saying no to the team's request.
The team applied for the trademark last year following its decision to change its former name, which many people considered offensive and insensitive. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the request due to previous registrations by Philip McCulley, who owns the Washington Football Club, and the likelihood of consumers being confused or deceived. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The team has until December 18th to file a response to the office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
It's 6:05. Bike riders in Montgomery County are hoping a new look on local roads is here to stay.
You may have noticed a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County between Arcola Avenue and Amherst went from three driving lanes down to two. Where the curb lane was, there are now flexible white dividers, making it a protected bike lane.
The first time anywhere in the state of Maryland, a curb lane that was formerly used for cars has been given over to use by bikes and scooters and the like.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says over the next few months, the State Highway Administration will see how much this pilot project is used and decide if they want to try more of them. Gray's belief is that lanes like this will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan to eliminate fatalities on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
It's popular and it's cheap, so the District Department of Transportation extending the deadline for you to have your say about proposed circular route changes for the D.C. Circulator.
The comment period now ends Friday, June 25th. Officials say they want to hear more from the public on proposals for a new Ward 7 route for the Circulator. That route would provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7, supplementing the existing WMATA Route 97 service that only operates during peak hours. There will be a public hearing after the comment period closes. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
And coming up after traffic and weather together on the 8. One is the loneliest number, unless, of course, you live in Maryland. And then it's even better when it comes to COVID. It's 6:06.
Got Medicaid? Got Medicare? Get more benefits. A dual special needs plan from United Healthcare gives you dental coverage, drug coverage with home delivery option, routine vision care, and much more. If you have Medicaid and Medicare, there's more for you. Call 1-844-837-1715. That's 1-844-837-1715. Benefits and features vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Breaking up is hard to do. Just when you think you're ready to leave, you talk yourself back into staying. And when it comes to your wireless carrier, you know you should have left a while ago. You're over the big three carriers. You deserve better. Xfinity Mobile, the carrier rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now you can get unlimited with 5G included for just $30 a month when you get four lines. $30 for all the flexibility you could ask for on the nation's fastest, most reliable network. That's the kind of relationship you want to be in, where there's give and take. We give you unlimited data for $30. You take it everywhere you go. So break free from the big three and switch to Xfinity Mobile to start saving.
Take the savings challenge at XfinityMobile.com/mysavings or visit an Xfinity store to learn how our Switch Squad makes it